The Winnsboro Western reenactment group Legends of the Crossroads will be performing Saturday at Fall Festival and perhaps even on the Stew Grounds in Buford Park. Reenactors David Simpson and Zane Hartman discussed their group and talked about their Saturday gig on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Monday morning. Zane Hartman, the character Reno, speaks first.
This is going to be the at the Hopkins County Fall Festival. It's going to be on we're going to be there on Saturday, October the 25th.
Okay.
We will be doing shows at 10, 12, 2, and 4 o'clock. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities to come out and see us. I hear that this festival is going to be quite something. They're going to have a carnival here, and they're going to have a chili cook-off. So.
Oh, it's stew.
Yes.
It is stew. Hopkins County stew.
Stew, okay. Well, and it's going to be right in front of the Civic Center in that large open green area out there. Okay. Where we're going to be
playing. So you'll be kind of roving?
Well, we'll be doing some of that. We'll be putting on formal skits in this area, this green grassy area in front of the Civic Center. At those times, but yeah, we'll be roaming through the crowd, and maybe a gunfight or two might break out. We'll see what happens.
You know. Well, please rove east between your performances at your scheduled location over to the Stew Grounds,
mm-hmm.
because people over there want to see you, and do that between 10 and 12 if you can. That's going to be the busiest and most
most
people.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for that information. We'll be sure and do that.
Please do, so that everybody gets to see your costumes and see y'all.
Great. Yeah, well, we will certainly do that.
We will make sure of that.
Many of the stew cooks will dress at their own campsites in some sort of costume or period that they'll be showing to.
At some of our events that the Legends have put on, we've had chuck wagons out, and it's really interesting to see the cooks dress in the old period dress, you know.
Well, where do people today get clothing like that, and where did the cowboys and the settlers get their clothing? Did they just have to make it?
They bought it most of the time.
Where could the cowboy buy those nice tall boots?
Towns, there were mercantiles.
Yeah.
And these merchants paid to have this stuff shipped out in freight wagons, and
it came from back east. Most of the clothes they wore.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of stuff came out of St. Louis and New York City.
We're wearing cowboy hats, but if you honest the truth, you look a lot of cowboys wore the shorter top hats. They wore all bowlers. The cowboys, you know, and they wore a lot of different type of hats and a lot of different. Types of clothes. I mean, just because what they could get back east is what they could get here, because a lot of it was made in the manufacturing plants back east.
KSST News.